All right, we are here at the NAAA, the National Agricultural Aviation Association meeting in Las Vegas here. With me is Rick Richter, who is president for 2011 for the organization. And Rick, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Cindy, I'm from Northern California. I have an aerial application business there, and I've been in the business for 32 years now. Enjoy every minute of it, and going as long as I can, hopefully. I have a family, and they're very much involved in the business. My son is becoming an ag pilot, so we're a family-oriented business. 95% of our work is rice-related, north of Sacramento, about 1 hour. And we fly 4 aircraft, and I just enjoy and love what I do, and I'm enjoying my tenure as the 2011 NAAA president.
Why did you want to get involved in NAAA?
I've always been a staunch supporter of associations and a unified voice to get your message across to the general public. And it's just something that my dad instilled in me, and I've carried on through my life as a way to get the message out, to inform and educate the public on the good things about agriculture and how we're doing that to, you know, feed the world with aerial application.
Well, good point. And, you know, for some reason, aerial applicators seem to be kind of the unsung heroes in this agricultural industry. And it's important to put a little spotlight on that and what you do and how important it is to be that efficient. You know, the efficiency that's involved here, especially when we, as you said, have an entire world to feed, right?
You're absolutely right, Cindy. And I do think we're the unsung heroes. We don't get the credit. You know, we don't ask for it. We just want people to let us do our job to help feed the world, the growing population, and we get satisfaction from doing our job right.
Tell me a little bit about NAAA, your membership.
NAAA has members in 46 of the states. We have over 1,600 members. A little over half of the operators in the country belong to NAAA, and we're just all members that want to see a better environment for the aerial application business and the ag aviation business in the country.
How much is the industry affected, just as all of agriculture is, by regulation?
Oh, we're affected tremendously by regulation, and it's just something we've become accustomed to over the last 30 years, mainly since the Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act have come into play, and they're just starting to have their effects on our businesses, small businesses all around the country. You know, FIFRA regulated us for so long, for 40 years now, and now they're looking past that and trying to, with these NPDES permits, it's redundancy, and we're just frustrated because we have to do this.
So NAAA, then, I would assume that much of your activity involves in Washington, D.C., with lobbying efforts and that kind of thing?
You can't believe the job that our executive director does in Washington. I was amazed. I've been to Washington 3 times this year, and each time we've made visits to the Senate buildings, House of Representatives. I was able to testify once before a small business subcommittee on ag, energy, and trade at the House level, and it was on the high cost of gas and the high prices of fuel and the effects that they have on our small businesses.
Well, tell me a little bit about the conference this year. What's going on here? What are some of the issues you're going to be discussing? I know you got a lot of people here.
Oh, it's a great convention. Everybody loves to come to Las Vegas, and we've had our kickoff speaker, Brian Shell, this morning. It was a great presentation, and it just got everybody enthused about the week. We've got over 150 exhibitors, which is more than we've ever had. We've got more people registered than we've ever had, more hotel room nights. So it's just, we're really happy to be here. We're looking forward to a great week.
All right, thank you very much, Rick, here at the NAAA convention in Las Vegas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.